If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
I'm Kim Osorio.
I'm Lisa Ann.
I'm Kaya.
Okay, I like that. That was smooth. Well, welcome back, Lisa Ann.
Thank you for having me back. It's been a minute.
I know, but you're a fan favorite, and you're one of our favorites, too.
Thank you.
And Kaya, we're popping your cherry today.
Yay!
Sounds good?
Yeah, I love it.
So let's get into, let's start with you, Kaya. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Kim Osorio is here, guest hosting. Jasmine Brand is here. I like to call them, and you too, Lisa Ann, the three of you guys are like media moguls, okay. I would say, just from the experiences that you guys have all had in the business. Me and Kim have known each other for damn near 30 years, I want to say.
Yeah, that's scary.
And you're only 35, so.
Yeah, I'm only
that was five.
27. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Special.
No, but we've known each other forever and came up in this business together. Former editor-in-chief of The Source. I always like to say that, but TV producer now. So you've seen a lot of her shows on WeTV, on BET, on VH1. What other networks?
I forgot.
Okay.
MTV.
MTV.
BET okay. Plus.
BET Plus.
We love to see it. Uh-huh. And Jasmine, of course, owns the Jasmine brand. Mm-hmm. And Lisa Ann, you have your podcast now, too, on SiriusXM.
So comedy show is on SiriusXM, Better Haves. Mm-hmm. My podcast is still self-produced. Mm-hmm. And I recently partnered with a winery in Sicily to bring wine from Sicily to
she
US.
Don't play.
I know that's right. Next.
Okay.
Next time, push. You need to leave a little earlier and you need to...
We should have ordered the wine in advance.
We could have. Yeah. Yeah,
we but you know have. What? We'll order it for the next episode, even if you're not here. We'll
I'll
talk about
it.
I'll
ship it down to you guys once we get more in. We sold out of the first.
Oh, that's right. That's a good thing.
That's what I'm... And Kaya, this is your first time, so let's get into everything that you have going on. Because my boy Amir hit me up, and he was like, y'all need to get Kaya. And before you came up here now, there was a group of guys up here, and they were like, oh my God, you have a legend coming up and a future legend.
Yeah.
It's okay. Listen,
you know, I've been doing OnlyFans for probably 4 years now, going on five, and I've been a top creator damn near since I began. And I've just kind of like, you know, conquered the platform in a way, right. You know?
Right.
And I'm just trying to figure out what's next, what's more, what else is there, you know?
Listen, like, OnlyFans is addictive. Jaya DeMatteo, I saw her talking about how she was about to lose her house. And she went on OnlyFans and paid her whole entire house
immediately.
Off. Immediately.
Beautiful. Immediately.
You know how amazing that is?
Yeah. It's incredible. Yeah. Especially for somebody that we've all loved for so many years and watched her in The Sopranos. Mm-hmm. And it's not easy to get more work in Hollywood. She's had some smaller projects, but it's fantastic to see someone be able to step in and utilize the platform like that.
So many people have, I feel like. So for you to do what you do, don't ever be like... honestly, because even branding yourself to be one of the top creators, that's not an easy thing to do because there are a lot of people on there.
Yeah, but you know, I want to move on to just other things. And it wasn't like, oh, I want to be this porn star type of thing, you know?
So how did it happen? Like,
I was literally, I had $25 to my name. $25 to my name. And I had a son, a newborn baby. And he required special formula, soy formula, you know? He was, it was a lot. And his father wasn't really involved.
Okay.
And so I had to make a way. I had to find a way. And it just worked out for the best. It worked
out. When did you realize that was an option for you?
I started at 15. When I was 15 years old, you guys remember Vine?
Yeah.
You guys remember Vine?
Yep. I used to love Vine, by the way.
Literally, right?
I hate that it went away and all my videos are gone because I had some amazing Vines.
It was a thing.
Yeah. It really was.
Yeah. That's why I didn't trust none of these platforms.
You're like, they're trying to steal Vine.
But you also back up all your content now. After you lose everything on a platform, you're like, I'm not doing that right on that. I will back it up to my phone and make sure I have it in case this goes away. You know what I mean?
Right, I'm tired of learning these new platforms. Okay, so go ahead.
So back to 15 on Vine.
So I was 15 and I had these millions of followers and I'm like, huh? Like, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm just, you know, I'm just twerking in a pool.
At 15?
I was twerking.
That sounds like perverts, by the way.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If they're following you at 15.
They were. Go ahead.
Okay.
You guys don't know.
Oh, we know.
Oh, we. Yeah.
We can. We know.
Yeah. At 15.
Yeah. That is. Honestly, that's scary to me.
Mm-hmm. Every league. NBL.
If
NBL,
the average NBA, kid is now accessing adult content between 10 and 11, and though the one great thing about OnlyFans is actually that it is harder for a minor to log in.
Because they got
to
have a credit card.
They do. But you know, if young kids are accessing it that young, then 15 is almost older to be twerking in a pool on Vine.
Yeah. Okay. This was 10 years ago.
Right.
10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I started on Vine and I had all these different people messaging me and trying to figure out who I was and trying to meet me and all these other, you know, different types of things. And I was just like, I'm not of age.
Right.
I let them know, you know, from the gate. I wasn't of age. But once Instagram came out, you know, they had the 15-second videos when they first dropped and everything.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Listen, once Instagram dropped, you know, I posted a longer Vine, you know, and I blew up on Instagram.
How old were you at that time?
Probably 16, 17.
Okay.
What was the video that popped on Instagram?
I had these American flag leggings on. Okay. You guys remember when all these different leggings were out? Remember, when they had different logos and stuff? And
I still have some.
I do too.
Today, you look at it and you're like, oh, that looks so cheap. And you're like, why did I wear that? But back in the day, that was the shit.
I have so many leggings. I'm moving. I need to throw these away.
You know what I mean? I still keep up because I feel like I can work out in them. I'm sorry, but go ahead.
Or they'll come back in style.
But yeah, I had these American leggings on and, you know, I did a little quick little, you know, shimmy. I think it was, at the time I was moving from South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And I was cool with Speaker Knockers, if you guys don't know who that is. He's kind of a big artist. Like, even till this day, they still play, like, his songs, you know, sometimes here and there. And I'm like, oh, my God, he's gone. Like, you know, he died. Okay. But I twerked to his song, and it went up. And I have all these people in my DMs and everything. And I was just getting all this different exposure at such a young age. Mm-hmm. And
did your parents know you were doing this?
My mom found out that I was twerked in the pool at 15 years old. We were living in like this kind of like a mansion when I was like 15. Like, mm-hmm. And we had like this nice ass pool, a nice hot tub. I decided to get in there. My cousin decided, you know, to record me when I was doing a twerk, and she posted it. And I was like, oh my God, like, this is crazy. Like, people are really like feeding into this, you mm-hmm. know? And I decided to capitalize off of it. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So after a while, it just became kind of normal. But I wasn't making money off of it.
Okay.
I was just posting just to be seen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plus you were only 15. You probably weren't even thinking about
know.
That.
I didn't know.
Right. Like, and also, you were underage. How do you monetize
from when you're 15?
You know.
Exactly. I didn't have management. I didn't have an assistant. I didn't have any of these things.
It also would have been like, kind of illegal to monetize.
Yeah. Yeah.
It might have been. I don't know.
Because it also just seems so wrong. Like, who are these people looking at a 15-year-old?
Yeah, isn't that considered child pornography?
Like, well, it's not. It's not.
Because I wasn't naked.
Right.
But I had a bathing suit on, but I was doing...
It's a little
performing sexual activity. Sure. In a way.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. You were pointing that out there in a way that was not 18 and under.
Right. So it was just all these different people from different parts of the world, and they've successful people, mm-hmm. like guys
known
who are
people.
Literally famous people who I'm like, why would they be messaging me? You know? Like, and but I'm throwing ass on the internet at 15 years old.
That's crazy. Lisa Ann, what do you think about that?
It's not that abnormal now. You know, right. We mm-hmm. see a ton of girls the second they turn 18, mm-hmm. They're logging in. You know, they're
bad
setting up
baby,
their account.
For an example.
Yeah, bad baby. Example. As soon as she turned 18, she went
for an example.
Bought a house.
So mm-hmm. if you've already been in
had
that
a baby.
Space. And look, mentally now, you know, I just did a speaking engagement at Temple, and I spoke in front of a bunch of students who are in this porn literacy class, mm-hmm. gender ideology. And what I learned was I didn't grow up with the internet. Mm-hmm. So when I was 10 and 11, mm-hmm. you either got a basketball or a football. You were either going to play catch with your neighbors or you're going to go play basketball with your brother. These were like, this is what we were doing. Mm-hmm. And I realized that the mind shifts so much when at 10 and 11, you're seeing adult content, you're seeing Instagram. You're, mm-hmm. They just leapfrogged over that growing up stage. Yeah. Like, you know, and it almost made me sad because I'm like, oh my gosh, the stuff that we did that didn't matter. You mm-hmm. could just take walks with your friends when you were young teenagers because your parents would let you do that.
Yeah. Right.
And maybe you'd sneak cigarettes. Like that was as
I did
crazy
that.
As we got.
Right. Yeah.
And you'd spritz your hair with cheap perfume.
Right.
And try and so your parents. But like, so it's not that abnormal. It's actually very common for someone, especially as beautiful as she
mm-hmm.
is.
Yeah.
I'm sure when you were 15, you didn't look like a 15-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
15-year-olds
no,
don't look like
didn't.
15-year-olds like they did when I was a kid. We didn't wear makeup yet. Mm-hmm. I had fucked up teeth. I had fucking mouth guard, braces, all this fucking hideous. But now, and also they're dressing more provocative, mm-hmm. younger. Like it's a whole different world.
There's hormones in the food.
Yep,
they're getting boobs at like 9.
I still went to school where they measured your shorts. And if they were above 4 inches, they sent you home. Your parents had to come pick you up.
Yeah. And even the stuff that you get to see on television.
Oh, my God.
Remember before, back in the day, like, you couldn't just see, you had to have Skinamax, or you know, they used to call Skinamax.
I remember Skinamax.
I remember doing those Skinamax movies. You loved doing
those. Softcore porn.
Yes, they were all written so poorly.
Right.
But they were so cheesy, but they were so fun because you got good money for them. They had craft services. We'd hang out on set all day.
It was very softcore too. Yeah.
Okay,
was,
they were such freaks about watching. They would hire adult stars a lot of times to do them, but they wouldn't let you walk in front of them nude because they were SAG. So you had to like, have like this patch taped onto your hair and cover your vajayjay. All that. And we were all like, what's so weird? You all so wrapped up in and then the blankets would up you or maybe a bathing suit bottom. Like it was, and you're still grinding with this guy. It was almost weirder, but they were fun.
I feel like that Skinamax was for women, right? Like it was all,
a
I
story.
Feel like it was
yeah,
for
like
women.
A cheesy plot.
And you could like get into it, whereas like porn was for the men. That's how I felt, right? Mm-hmm. Like back then.
Sure.
And the access to porn, I feel like when I came up, it was hard. You couldn't just watch.
You have to get an actual tape.
You have to get the big VHS tape. It was like a thing that you would do at a slumber party with your friends.
Yep.
But now it's every day.
I discovered porn at 7.
How?
The internet?
Me and my cousin were playing hide and seek.
And you found some porn tapes?
Under the bed. I decided to hide under the bed. And there was a whole bunch of just different little tapes. And me and my cousin were like, oh my God, there's boobs, there's a vagina.
So
like,
they had the actual real covers on there.
Yes!
Sometimes parents would take those covers out and put, and just, you know.
No, okay. My uncle was actually like probably 16, 17, living in my grandmother's house. And so like, we were playing hide and seek. I decided to hide under the bed. I found it. I was like, oh my God, cousin, like, do you see this? Like, let's watch this, you know? And so we decided to put it in the DVD player. We watched it. My whole life changed. I was corrupted.
Oh. Wow. You think porn corrupted, like, watching that at such an early age?
It definitely does. Mm. Definitely does. Like, it exposes you to things that you've never seen.
It triggers a part of the brain that has not been opened yet. It really is a real Pandora's box theory, where once these images are shown, then there's this curiosity that's now peaked, right? Mm-hmm. And now it's looking at other things very differently, where if you didn't see that for another 10 years, like when I was growing up, you wouldn't even have those thoughts. Right. You know what I mean?
When's the first time you seen porn, Kim?
I feel like I was a teenager, 13, 14, and it was like a slumber party. And someone was like, we're going to watch a porn tonight.
Right.
Like, it was a thing.
I kind of wish, like, my youth was preserved in a way, you know? Because that's like, I wish I would have seen it the first time when I was a teenager.
My first,
you know?
Till I was 18. And the only thing we did get a sneak a peek of was in my dad's cedar closet. He had some magazines. But back in the day, the magazines, they didn't spread legs. The women had big bushes. This is the 70s, late 60s, early 70s. And so it was like, you'd look at them and you'd be so worried about stacking them up in the exact order that you found them in.
Like they would know.
It was more fun. Just touching them and then putting them back and not getting caught than anything. But it wasn't until I started working at a club and they had porn stars coming in every week and I would get a VHS from each girl. And then I'd go home and I'd just watch it like I was watching tape, you know, like because I knew that this is where I was going to take my life. So I would just study it for 2 years.
So you knew that? Like I said.
So I knew because I started dancing. And when I started dancing, I realized the real money and the real opportunity was to brand yourself and to go out on the feature dancing. I also learned very early that it's hard to be a local house girl, a girl that works at the same club every week, because you almost have to build these relationships with people. And I was never good at that. I was never good at the lying, you know, and building this fake, like, I really like you. I don't, that's like lie. It was very manipulative. And I wouldn't buy with it. But the features, they were just popular and they get to bounce into a club for a week or a weekend and leave.
Stack
and,
it up.
Yeah. And they come and go on. And they're a limited time offer and they're getting their flights paid. And I was like, I could see the world and they were doing cool shit. So I took 2 years and I interviewed every feature at Al's that would talk to me. Some of them would not talk to me. Some of them just don't. And I learned once I went on the road how annoying that could be every week. But I had a notebook and I had all these really important questions of things that I didn't and didn't want to do from watching these movies and not being as sexually experienced as you would think one would be. I was a curious teenager and had sex in high school, but I wasn't like they were.
Right.
And I clearly saw things in those movies that I knew I was not ready for.
Right. Oh, shit. Right. No, but and both of you are beautiful women to be in the space, like doing, you know, what, like you said, but you're trying to move out of this space.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Definitely. So what do you think is where do you see yourself going?
I want to be in movies.
Lisa Ann is the perfect person for you to be on here with today because I feel like Lisa Ann has done such an amazing job of, you know, doing what you did, but then
turning
people
her
know
image
that
around.
But people know that, but also just being really intelligent and being able to move into the space of like sports broadcasting and having your own podcast and producing. I think that you can still, you know, be proud of who you are and what you've done, but then also still do more. You know?
I feel like if you can successfully do a gangbang, you can do anything in this world. If they put on resumes, successful at multiple gangbangs.
Yeah, did you have to mentally prepare yourself for that?
I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. I got to explore my sexual life on set.
What did you enjoy? What, like, what parts did you enjoy?
I enjoyed the fact that I could live out a fantasy on set in a safe place that I was too afraid to do at home.
Right.
So to this day, I'm afraid to bring a rando guy into my space. What if he gets creepy and shows up unannounced? Like, what if he gets weird? Yeah. Like, and what if I don't like him and I got to get him out of my apartment? Like, all these thoughts, I got to, like, do things. And also, I got to do it with men that if something awkward happened, they weren't going to go tell their friends. This is their business. Something weird happens to a girl at set.
This is everyday work.
And they're like, oh, we've seen it all. And they're really attentive. So it was a great, like, I grew. I went into that business broken as fuck and came out whole.
You felt empowered.
I love that for you.
Yeah, I felt empowered. I took control of my financial future, which was a big goal of mine. Traveled to all these different countries. I learned about human nature. I understand why people watch porn on all levels. And I understand that there's nothing abnormal about it as long as you're not watching like 5-6 hours a day. I do say that.
It's a huge industry. There's like, no way that anybody can act like there's, you know, it is a huge, like, and it's never going anywhere.
Never.
And during the pandemic, it was one of the things that really thrived. And that's my only
point. Angel, do you watch porn?
Yeah, but not a lot.
Yeah.
Like,
do you? If
the money I made during the pandemic.
But the only reason is probably because I'm so busy. Like, I think it's something that,
I'll be tired by the
time I get in the bed. It's a great couple thing. It's a great thing, like, once in a while with your guy, like, just to spice it up a little bit.
And, like,
I like to rent it in hotel rooms and overpay for it for some reason. I don't know why.
Wait, listen. I want to go back to this game bang. Now, guys.
Okay.
Guys always act like, when they say that they did one, they always act like, but I was first. Okay, is there, like, because they do that, right? They'll act like, oh, they did it, but I went first, so it's fine.
But we're all tested, so I don't think first. That's
like, but they do act like that, like they act like it's a thing, like the order of wants to go last.
The order does not matter, and it should rotate around if you want to shoot it properly.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation,
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Should it be like the smaller guys go first?
Hilarious.
Oh, I no, didn't think about that.
No, because you're not, unless you're doing anal and you want to open up. But no,
because what if you go from like big to like small? And now,
first of all, you don't put big and small in the same gangbang.
Okay.
Oh, ooh, there we go.
You don't want small to have to see big.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what good is he going to do? He's going to see big and be like, what the fuck am I doing here? And I'm going to be like, what the fuck are you doing here? Oh no, you kind of go the same.
I've only had one, like, I've had a threesome.
Okay.
Two girls,
on camera,
two guys.
Okay, that's the only time I've ever had more than one guy.
Okay.
Right?
And
the smaller guy went first.
Nice. I like that. You have I like to. That. I would like that.
It's like when you have a butt plug, you put the small one in, then you got to right.
You got to build it up.
This okay. might be like
but
civilian.
But the smaller guy went first. Bang bang theory. And yes. It was like, honestly, I didn't want the threesome. Aww. I didn't want it. But I was talking to the guy. And he wanted it. Mm-hmm. He wanted.
You never let a guy fucking talk to you or something like that.
He got yeah. pleasure from seeing me get fucked.
A cuckold.
You get what I'm
Isn't
saying?
That cuckold?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. He's cuck, a cuck in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And so.
See, I love the terminology.
You got this? You got this?
Yeah, okay. I love it. But it was just like, you know.
What did you like?
Really I was faking it till I made it.
But that's not really a threesome. Yeah, that's not a threesome because it was one guy went and then another went. That's not a threesome.
Right. But no. I was still like sucking dick and getting it in the back at the same time.
Okay. Okay. I just needed to know there was double penetration happening.
There was definitely like two holes filled at one time.
Maybe.
It's great exercise, I'll tell you.
It's like
I've had to work out so much harder since retiring.
I gotta open my mouth.
Yeah.
I gotta squeeze my vagina.
Right.
Like that's too much.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta remind myself to squeeze my vagina with one guy.
Yeah.
Kegels.
Yeah. Sheesh.
Do y'all do that, Kim? Do you squeeze it?
Do you
think about that?
Gosh, yeah.
Oh yeah. I gotta remind myself though.
Let's all do them now.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
10 seconds. Do 10 and 10.
Hold it.
10 and 10. 1, 2.
Jasmine
three,
looks like she's really
four,
focused.
I am.
6, 7.
Okay, so
eight,
you had just
nine,
said,
ten.
Oh yeah,
that this is the best. This is the advice I give to everyone that just jumps onto OnlyFans. First of all, I've been on since 2017. I use it as my library for my whatever I own, mm-hmm. my mm-hmm. content. A lot of content that I bought back from companies that were folding when the internet started popping, and they were like, "Everyone's going to steal our content. We're already rich. We're done." Mm-hmm. I was like, "I'll buy all my shit back from you." Mm-hmm. So I own a lot of scenes. So I do a library, and then I'll do a stream once a month to keep engaged with my fans, a live
what
show.
What do you do on the stream, on the live show?
I strip tease, I do a solo masturbation, I talk with them. And then once a week I do an Ask Me Anything where I'm fully dressed and I help them with dating, how to approach a woman, try to make them get off the internet and get out. But what I tell everyone when they're new is if you could give yourself a number that once you reach that number and put that money aside as money you're not going to touch, even if you start a new business, that's not going to fund that business. Mm. You can always continue to utilize your OnlyFans to fund your next business, which a lot of people are doing, which is fascinating because it's a great way to not put as much pressure on yourself. But you cannot step aside knowing that these images are going to be out there forever without saying, This was my fucking goal. I made it. It's in the bank. It's setting me up forever. Fuck everybody. And you kind of have to do that.
That's where I feel like I am right now. Yeah. I feel like I've reached
You've nest egged it.
How much have you made?
Well over $1 million.
Okay.
But have you saved $1 million?
And I haven't saved $1 million. I've made well over a million. And I'm just like, okay, this doesn't excite me anymore.
I'll tell you what, though. Listen, when you get old, you know what excites you? Having fucking money in the bank. Okay.
New guys. New guys always excite me.
Okay.
What do you mean? A new guy.
Like dating a new guy.
Not even.
Sex with a new guy?
Not even dating. Yeah, more so sex.
Do you do sex with guys on your OnlyFans?
I'm kind of like a guy in a way, like mentally. Okay. It's like the new shit, like fucking.
You know how guys are? They'll be like, nothing like new pussy.
Yeah. Literally. Yeah. Okay, I've been getting like the same Disney for a minute.
You can say dick.
Disney.
So I've been getting the same dick for a minute. And it's like, okay, like, I want somebody to like literally fuck my heels off.
Okay.
Like, literally.
Do you find it's harder for you dating with an OnlyFans page? Because, I mean, I'm out there. Honestly, when people ask me this question, I'm like,
right. And everybody knows who Lisa Ann is.
As far as like intimacy, yes.
And I mean, for them, because men get insecure.
Because options, no.
Of course not.
Right. Intimacy, yes. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Yes.
It's like, there's so many guys in my DMs like, how much can I fuck you? Whatever. It's like, but are you going to give me what I want? Are you going to make me feel like I'm loved in that moment? I don't want you to actually love me. Do you get what I'm saying? I don't need that. Don't worry about that. You know? But when you fuck me, I want it to feel like there's something special.
You want some passion.
Passion.
So you're not feeling the passion. Exactly the word. You're not feeling the passion for your breadwinning OnlyFans page
right now. I feel like, oh my God.
You're bored at work. You are bored at work. That's all this is.
Literally.
You're bored at work.
Literally. Literally. So it's like,
yeah, she's bored at work.
I don't know.
Like, what were you
talking about? No, she's not bored when it's something, a guy, a new guy doesn't bore her though.
Yeah, but literally.
But but she wants something new work wise too.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
do you want to be in a relationship or do you like being single?
I do like being single, but at the same time, it's like, I'm a Gemini.
Me too.
Y'all wild.
Are you? Yes.
Okay. Y'all wild on that side.
You understand exactly where I'm coming from.
Yes.
You want that family.
I feel like there's flames coming out of that couch.
Yes. But you're like, I want that excitement
right.
on the other.
Two different people.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So.
Personalities.
Exactly. Right. It's like, okay, I do want a man that's going to be soft with me, be a teddy bear, and be that like, hard-boiled egg. You peel that shell, and it's like they're just soft.
Are you soft with him, though?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm definitely soft. Like, I can be soft.
Mm-hmm.
But with a new man, it's like, I'm about to fuck your world up.
Ah!
Like, you know?
It's a power. Like, it's a control thing, it feels like.
I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like and it's shoes. Like, you know, I don't want to bring the mood down or anything like that.
No, we're listening. We're fine.
But like, I've been, you know, sexually abused more than I can count in the past, you know? And so it's like, I kind of get satisfaction out of being in control.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
So when I feel like, oh yeah, like he's never had a bad bitch or like, yeah, I'm about to show him something he's never seen before. Like, it gives me that sense of power.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't know. It's just different. It's different.
Well, Kaya, like, have you ever been with somebody that you felt, like, safe and secure with?
I have been.
Mm-hmm.
I have been. In the end, I didn't. But in the majority of the relationship, I definitely felt safe and secure. So I opened myself up and gave myself to him in ways that I wouldn't give, you know, to other men, and, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but
is this the same guy you had the threesome with?
No.
Good okay. follow-up. Fucking great follow-up no. question. I like where your head's at.
I like where your head's at. I
was curious.
I can't lie. I did love him in a way. Mm-hmm. I can say I have love for him.
Okay.
Am I in love with him? No. But I did have love for him, which is why I did the threesome in the first place. You mm-hmm. get what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. right. I never would have had sex with that guy, the other guy that he took, you know.
You weren't into him.
Which was his cousin.
Oh, mm-hmm. my God.
Yes. What, was it really his okay, cousin?
We're almost getting into incest right here.
This is crazy. As yeah. far as I know, it was his what? Cousin. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. That's crazy.
I'm a hydrate. Okay, we've got from 15 years old to fucking incest.
She needs
incest.
To bake this.
So as far as I know, like, it was just like, okay, mm-hmm. like, I get satisfaction after, like, you know, at, off of seeing her get hit from the back. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I want my cousin to get some.
Oh,
from his standpoint, from okay. his viewpoint.
Well,
I'll you
call
get
your
saying?
Auntie right now.
So,
right.
Look, so yeah. I was like, okay, fuck it. Let's do it. I was drunk. I was high. I was like, fuck it. Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Did it. And I was like, I didn't even want to fuck you.
Like, I would have never done that.
Never would have done that.
Do you feel like you had to be drunk and high a lot of times when you were performing?
We definitely, like, when I do perform, when I make content, I definitely, like, take a couple shots or
take the edge off.
This is the problem.
That's different for me. Like, a blunt is like a cigarette.
Okay.
You know, like, mm-hmm. when you get to the, I've been smoking since I was 12. Mm-hmm. That's 13 years for me.
Okay.
That shit is not going to hit me the same as when I first, sure. you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I definitely need to smoke. Mm-hmm. But as far as drinking, I don't drink often. And when I do feel like I need to perform extra or to like make an aesthetic appeal in a way, you know, like I feel like I definitely have to take a couple shots to like loosen up and get in the zone.
I feel like I don't do porn, but I feel like I enjoy sex better if I have a shot before.
But it's different on set.
You
get
it.
For a smaller mm-hmm. environment like OnlyFans, I could see that because it's more mm-hmm. intimate. You're in your home. Mm-hmm. But like for us on set, we're asked on camera, are you under the influence or any drugs or alcohol?
Right. They don't
like
want
they
you
don't
to be.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah.
They want to clear
no.
head.
Yeah. And you kind of want to be because you are in someone's home. You do have yeah. a whole crew that's relying on you for their paycheck.
Right.
And so if you're a smart person, but don't get me wrong, I'd been in the dress. I never drank on set and I would have a little bit of JMO when I was doing anal and a gangbang, no mm-hmm. doubt. But on the road, never drank because I was in these clubs. But I remember sitting in the makeup room and seeing girls like pull bottles of Bacardi warm out of their bag and just chug it. And I used to say to them, like, if you have to do this at 8 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday to do this scene, you shouldn't be doing the scene.
That would be me. I'd have to be not present, probably.
They would, you know, and then, yeah. But it was scary for us because yeah. when somebody's not present,
in a way.
You don't know if the guy's hurting her.
Yeah.
You don't know if she's tearing inside. You don't know nothing.
Because in real life, if you're like that and a guy has sex with you, that's a crime.
It mm-hmm. is. Yeah.
In real life.
And you know, a lot of the male performers have a hard time with it.
Yeah. I agree with
so
you in
they,
a way.
They get uncomfortable because mm-hmm. they're like, I feel like I'm taking advantage of her. She's not yeah. present.
Right.
I get that.
I personally have anxiety. Mm-hmm.
But for at-home content, I can see it.
That's like whether I was filming at home or filming on a set, it's like I need something to calm my nerves, mm-hmm. whether it's a blunt, whether it's liquor. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just like, yeah, that might be, you know, the status quo, like for yeah. everybody else. But for me, it's like, okay, I have to do this. Mm. And just calm down. Just breathe. I'm about to perform. I'm gonna look good. Oh yeah, I'm gonna suck the fuck out of that dick. But like you're mm-hmm. just like you literally
yeah,
like
no. yeah.
you have to mentally prepare yourself. Like some people, they're naturally born, like you, like with the
me,
ability
like,
to just be like,
oh my
fuck
God,
it. Like,
Lexington
let's do
Steel
it.
Is in front of me. I don't know how
yeah.
many more years
now I'm that's a big day.
His beautiful okay.
For me, it's like,
that's a big one.
It is a big
no,
one.
I think you might have to have a couple shots.
No, no problem
that
to, with that.
That's
one
not
at all.
Sliding in.
No problem at all.
I do not like really big dicks. I just can't, I don't like it.
Yeah, she's
I'm sorry. Not gonna lie.
I agree with you.
It's not for everyone. It's all about the curve of your uterus.
Yeah.
And some women have a curve that really makes them feel uncomfortable. And there's some women that say they can take a bigger dick in their ass than
wow. oh,
regular
wow.
sex. Like,
oh, wow.
Everybody has a different.
Men don't know that
anything.
Our uterus curve. Not only does yeah. it curve left to right, it curves front to back.
Yeah, and everybody's has shifted a little yeah. bit different.
Literally. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you don't know what type of dick you like until you've experienced it all.
You know, I've had most orgasms with a medium sized
dick. Because it hits your G-spot, just right.
Medium
and
size.
And you're not uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because when you're relaxed, because it's not too big, and it does hit your G-spot, you're going to have a much better orgasm.
But
when
you like big ones.
I like them all. I mean, on set, look, I produce a lot of my own movies. I didn't want to shoot a movie with a small cock. It doesn't light well. It doesn't look good. It doesn't open up. I want a girl that has a nice big booty and she's going to have to open up the whole time. Because that little cock's gonna get lost in there. That is the value. I don't want a race car driver that drives
slow.
But
you know what? Do some people have little dick fetishes? Like,
I guess they do. Yeah. And I'm sorry that I did not cater to them.
I feel like a lot of women nowadays are starting to become like, I don't like a big dick. Like, I feel like a lot of women are starting to become like that.
I don't know about these social groups.
Like that as well.
One of my girlfriends loves big dick. She loves big dick. Yeah, she's size queen.
We call ourselves a size queen.
She calls herself a size queen.
I'm a museum dick. It's a museum dick. It's great to look at.
Oh,
yeah. Literally. Literally.
That makes perfect sense. Good name.
Listen, I deal with one now. It's more work.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sucking that.
You're trying to deep throat it, and it's like
it's a lot. It's a lot. It is.
You're
a lot.
Throwing up
lot.
On it.
It's a great time.
And he's like, keep going.
Yeah, I do it now, and I'm like,
she said it is. It's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a great time to work your core.
It is.
Do some squats.
It is.
You know, you get that rhythm going. You count in your head. I just did 50 squats.
Kim, what's your preference?
Yeah,
you're quite
a nice size. But I agree with Jasmine. If it's too big, it's like, it's, and then what I found that men who are larger are asshole.
They are. You know why? Because they're slinging that thing around.
They are.
And you know what?
So they
know with this so thing, big, they can get whatever they want. It
and,
is.
And it's big dick energy.
Will go crazy.
It's big dick energy. Yeah. And I think
for a big dick.
Big dick energy is like, it comes with like big ego.
It does.
You know what I'm saying? Disrespect.
Of course.
So it's like.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. The smaller guys.
They're so sweet.
They're so sweet.
Aww. They definitely give the best head. You know what?
They have to.
They got to make up for it.
Yeah, they have to.
Many years ago, I was asked a mailbag question, and a kid asked, like, what do I do? I'm a teenager. What do I do? I have a really small cock. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, you know what you do? You go to college. You become a plastic surgeon, and you are going to still marry a hot fucking bitch.
Of course you will. Yeah.
Years later, this kid comes up to me at an Exotica at my booth and says, I became a plastic surgeon.
Wow.
Look at you.
That's a girl.
Beautiful.
That's amazing.
So if you do have a small dick, you must study.
Yeah.
And you must do big things with your life, because you can still be a big dick with a big wallet.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Small dicks can do big things.
Right.
Yes. Literally.
There you go.
Put that on a t-shirt.
That's hilarious.
And a bumper sticker.
Mm-hmm. That's hilarious.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey everybody, welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybun, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lisa Ann, now I want you to talk to Kaya also about the pivot that you've been able to make.
Okay.
Because she's trying to figure out what's next, right?
Right.
And how hard was it for you to go from, you know, I know you took a break for a period of time from the porn industry, but how hard was it for you to actually move into a space where you're very well respected?
I was just about to ask that, right on point.
It is hard. And you have to be mentally prepared for it.
Okay.
Because what ends up coming out of it is really the outside noise is very loud. And I can remember the first year of doing sports radio, first of all, you also have to be prepared that you're not going to make fast money. Nice. So for me, it was like, reach this target, have this much money in the bank. If I don't make shit for my next couple of years, I'm good because I'm going to be building myself up. It's like starting a new career, right? It's the social media people. They were so fucking mean and relentless. Of anytime I'd say something sports related, you were better when you had a dick in your ass. You were better when you were doing this. And it was so constant. It gave me a thick skin. There were days that were more emotional than others. And there were definitely times where I was like, I ended up hiring somebody and to help me with social, to help me not look at comments
you didn't want to
as
see
much.
It, right.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to pay somebody to do this and just delete these comments and allow me to still go on and feel good about myself and engage with the right community, because now you're building a new community, which is 5% of your interactions on social. And you got to dig deep to get their five nice comments, right? Through all this other. So there's going to be a lot of naysayers, and there's going to be days where it just feels awful. People called my radio show and would say horrible things to my producer. They would get through and say, why did SiriusXM hire such a fucking whore? Like, it was. And also, I had fans that were so angry that I left that they were almost trying to force me back in. And so you just have to know who your friends are in this, in your core, your people that love you no matter what. And you're going to have to lean on them a lot. And you're going to have days where, like, if you don't feel like going on social media, then don't. Right. If you're not feeling mentally well that day and you're – because it's very triggering.
Learned that.
And you've grown up with it, so you're probably thicker skin. But whatever you venture into next, be prepared for that. And then when you prepare yourself for that, like, okay, that's not a big deal.
And you know what else I think helps you too also is that she's so well-versed in what it is that you do. You know, and I think that helps, right? Because people could talk shit as much as they want. But when you know your shit, you've been working hard at it, then it's kind of like, say what you want, but I know what the fuck I'm talking about too.
Exactly.
You know,
what is it you're passionate about?
Honestly, music. That's my biggest passion. Like, I record. People don't know I record because I don't drop music like that. I have one song. Mm-hmm. One song out on Apple Music, Spotify, all the network, all the, you know, streaming
platforms.
What's
your name on there?
Kaya.
Just Kaya, okay.
Just Kaya. So I've dropped a song, but I haven't actually, like, let people in. My struggle is letting people in because I've seen so much of, like, how people let people in, and it's just, like, backfired on them, and I'm like, oh my God, like, they're trying to actually be themselves, and people are shitting on them.
What's the name of the song?
It's called I Gotta Go.
Okay.
And I dropped it probably two, three years ago.
Mm-hmm. Find this song.
And your OnlyFans fans would be excited for you, believe it or not.
Honestly, I have a lot of music fans.
They would be excited. They want to know what
else. All the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm just so scared because what I actually put in my music, that's what I'm actually going through. And that's like that's what's going on in my life. And it's like, if I let you in, what are you going to say about me? Like, what's going to end up in the blog?
Because music is very personal.
It is. It's like you're literally speaking from your soul, your heart, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, you're just putting it all out there. And it's like, people are going to take you for who you are and accept it and relate. Or they're going to be like, what the fuck?
But you ain't just, shit. But you got to just focus on the people who relate.
Yeah. Right. You got, like I said, that 5% of your community that's still giving you love.
Right.
That those are the people you get extra close with. And your world goes from being big to small. But you know what? You remember those people and they introduce you to other friends because they share your stuff. And now you start to build this like kinder community.
That's what I'm learning. You're right.
Yeah. And it feels like you're almost afraid to fail. Right? Like, it feels like you're afraid to fail.
I feel
and
like everybody is, right?
It is. Yeah, it is like, a very hard thing.
Because when you put yourself out there, that success. Is opening that up,
it's
right?
It's like a different... Okay, I do porn, right? Mm-hmm. I literally spread it open for everybody, right?
You have the short haircut and the
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Sorry, go ahead.
But, okay, so I spread it open for everybody, but it's not... That's not my heart. Mm-hmm. That's me, like, literally trying to appeal to you.
Okay.
In a way. You get what I'm saying? It's like, that's not who I am.
Do you enjoy doing porn?
I have. And okay, I do sometimes. I do sometimes.
I was going to say there's a huge difference between just sitting here listening to both of you talk about what you do.
Right.
Right? And I could feel, like, your energy feels like you're not all the way in it. You know,
I feel like you actually wanted to do what you did.
Oh, totally.
She did.
Literally.
She said
1,000,000%.
She said it.
And that's the difference. Okay. So like.
But I also feel like, were you ever at a time like how Kaya's apprehensive now while you were in it? Because I feel like you've also come through on the other side.
Of course.
And been able to really like be super successful, put that behind you, know that you could do other things, but still do that.
Yeah. And you know, I had many bouts with where I was, but the difference was, at 16, I wrote a mission statement to myself. I wanted three things in my life. And you said something downstairs earlier. You were so shocked that I never wanted kids.
Yeah.
Well, I had a class. The teacher said, if you could nail down three things that you want. All my girlfriends were like, I want to get married. I want to have kids, a house, whatever. And mine were, I wanted to travel and see the world. Mm. I wanted to be financially independent. And I wanted to make my own schedule. And so from 16 to 18, I was spending time thinking, well, what kind of fucking job is going to enable me these things, right? And it was the perfect fit. So anytime I would get down on not loving the moment that I was in and what I was doing, I would think, but this is fueling your dreams. You're getting to travel and see the world.
Right.
You are becoming financially independent. You know, I had these other things that would just be like, this sucks right now, but this is why you're doing this.
They're echoing in the back.
Yeah, like, and it's important to have those.
Well, Kaya, what would be your mission statement?
Honestly, my goal with this, when I first started, it was just to provide. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah,
I had no means.
Yeah.
I had no identification.
Mm-hmm. What did
I didn't have an ID, a passport, nothing. I didn't have anything at that time because me and my baby's father was going through it. Mm-hmm. And he ended up, you know, stealing... You know, robbing me of my identity.
Wow.
And I was born in Germany. So it's a little bit harder. It's an extensive process to get all your documents again. Yeah, sure. Do you get what I'm saying? So I couldn't obtain a legal job. Do you get what I'm saying? So I had to figure out a way. Literally, figure out a way. I couldn't even work at my local strip club.
Right.
Because I needed an ID.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
You needed an ID to log into OnlyFans, right?
So
you did at that time.
That's why I was using Patreon.
Gotcha.
I used Patreon when I first started out.
Yep.
And that's what made me my money until I was able to get my ID again. And I discovered, I'm like, I'm making all this money off Patreon.
That's crazy.
Like,
he really crippled you.
He definitely did.
Right.
I was only 19. A great homework assignment is to think about if you could pick three things. What would be the three things that you'd like to see in your life the most? It's hard. Like, I remember that class. And thinking how basic is three things is, you thought about it for days. We had all this time. We were all talking about it. And it was cute hearing what everybody wanted. I'm from a small town in Pennsylvania. This was pre-internet. And it was very basic.
You're from Pennsylvania?
Wanted. Yeah. But
Easton.
Easton by Allentown.
I'm from Philly.
I am. Outside of Philly.
So, you know, okay, so I grew up kind of in Philly, but I also grew up in Brownsville.
Oh.
In Uniontown.
Yeah.
You know that little ass city, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's where I was, where they say yins.
Yep. But it's just a thing. And that really stuck with me. And so this business it provided me so many things. So I have to appreciate it. And, you know, I never wanted to be one of those people that when I left, turned my back completely. I want to go to Exoticas. I want to go to AVN. I want to be present for all the performers today, for them to see me and be like, she's living a great life. She's good. You know what I mean?
Because there's so many people that will never reach the level that you reach to.
And you are on the other side.
Yeah.
But like, you also reached a certain level within that industry too. Because there are so many people that do that do porn, and they
barely scratch the surface.
Right.
Yeah.
It's consistency. Mm-hmm. You have to be consistent with what you do.
Mm-hmm. It's consistent, but it's also listening to your fans. It's like, what do you, when they react to what it is that you put out, you're like, what do they feed it into more?
We didn't have reaction my first 15 years in the business. We just shot movies and went about our lives. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I didn't work for the summer for 3 years of my life. When I first moved to California, I had to live at the beach. And I said, I'm doing all my work in the fall. I'm going to live like a teacher. I'm going to take June, July, and August off. And I lived on a little bit of money. Who cared? My rent was $600 a month back then. I still thought I was rich. I was living in California. And it was simple. But, you know, it was a vehicle for me. And so I'm grateful for it. And I don't want to turn my back on it. And I don't think it hurt me. It is who I am. And the responses of others, what I've learned is, it's not about you. It's about their relationship with what they're doing.
Right.
Whether they feel guilty about being on your page because they're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Or they feel unsatisfied about their own sexual lives. Now when people say mean things to me.
You know something wrong with them.
I gave up trolling trolls last year for New Year's Eve. And I've stuck with it 2 years out. But before that, I would write back.
Right.
I'm so sorry that nobody will let you suck their dick. Like, I would just say, I'm so sorry.
Can't get money.
But it took me time to understand.
Brokey.
That is not about you.
No, it's not.
Yeah. It's not about you. It's about them and their relationship.
Because why would they care so much about the decisions that you make in your life?
Comment on. Yeah. You know, I told you. It depends on the day.
Right.
Certain days I'm trolling you back.
Yeah.
Like my mouth.
Kim will tell you, why are you so worried about what I do with my pussy?
Yep.
Yes.
And mean it. Yeah, and I agree. But I want to know, what are your fans like from you? Like, you said you had to listen to your fans. What kind of things do your fans like?
Honestly, apparently I just got posted on the blogs and I didn't even know. My hairstylist just told me, like, yesterday when I went in to go see her, she was like, I saw you on the blogs and they were talking about the Twitter post that you posted.
What'd you
because
post
I had finally posted a BWC video.
What's that?
White guy.
Oh, okay.
So I've always, from the very jump, always been with black men, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I finally decided to venture out, you know, and, you know, to appeal to a different audience.
Yeah.
To gain a different audience. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? So I decided to, you know, post. It's not the first time I've actually been with the white guy.
But
I've been with white guys plenty of times. But actually posting it and promoting it and trying to, you know, but... Twitter was in an uproar.
They were so upset.
They were so upset because my original fans were because I was always with black man.
Okay.
Exactly.
Message to everyone out there. If you're watching porn and you get in your feelings about it, I would like you to go for a walk, touch some grass, maybe make your bed.
And
I
that's am the sure thing. You have laundry to do. A lot of my followers feel like they're actually, like they feel genuinely connected to me. Yeah. And they feel like I'm their
internet girlfriend. You want it kind of. But
I do.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was! And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lisa Ann, what was it like the first time you had sex with a Black guy?
Oh, I was a teenager. I was in high. I was in, you know, middle school.
I mean, in porn.
Well, it's interesting. You know, my first 2 years in the business, I wasn't allowed to do interracial because in the 90s, the cable companies that were buying the contract, if you were a contract girl, your movies were made for cable. And the cable companies didn't buy interracial. So the first 2 years of the business, I was not allowed. And so when I went out on my own, the first thing I did was went company to company and I said, look, I got to shoot interracial. It's bullshit that I haven't been able to have my own choices out here. Mm-hmm. We're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. I did a movie that was like a B, like apartment, had to pretend it was my first time just to break the seal. Right. And then I was fortunate enough to be able to be in these meetings with the cable buyers and talk about how important it was to showcase interracial films on all platforms. Mm-hmm. And so slowly but surely that gets changed. But from that point forward, I made it a mission to at least be 75% interracial of all of my scenes because so many agents and people in the business still lie and tell the white girls, if you do this, it'll ruin your career. Right. You won't get dance bookings. So to me, it was like, I want to show all of you, it will not do anything and you should be doing what you want to do, not what somebody else wants you not to do.
Right. What year would you say that switch was over? Like when they started to accept it? I would say
it started like 96, 97.
Okay.
And it took, you know, that's a long time ago, but it
crazy to me.
It shocked me to get in the business.
I was born in 98. So for her to be like, you it really are OG. It shocked me
to be told that because I was like, wow, I didn't think I'd be leaving my small town in Pennsylvania. Isn't that crazy that
for you to have sex with a black man and then for now,
I wasn't even born.
Today, you having sex with
a white man
makes people so angry.
Literally. It's extreme controversy. You're like, I turned my comments off. I'm like, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. I had to literally turn my comments off. I'm like, you guys are not going to bully me into doing what you want me to do. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I want to do this.
Right.
This is what makes me happy. This is who I feel chemistry with. Do you get what I'm saying? And my OnlyFans content is, I want to say 98% of the time is organic.
Right.
It's homemade. It's just very, like, it's in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, we're about to fuck. Oh, babe, hold this. Like right. Get this on camera. You get what I'm saying? Like, it's in the moment. So for people to tell me, oh, like the shit that they said, you guys.
Like what?
They would be like, oh my God, you fuck with pink dick now and da da da.
Oh I'm my
like,
God, the pink dick. I'm curious. I'm so curious on the interracial stuff. And I want to know from a business standpoint, did the interracial content perform differently around that time and today? What is like it's the still, performance level?
It still performs way better than most other content.
Wow.
See? And even then, once it started to be something where, remember when in the 90s, we did all these adult bookstore signings. And I would go to the adult bookstore and they would tell me like, all of this is renting like crazy, but we still keep it all the way in the back.
That's
and I'm
so
like,
weird.
No, you're going to put all the Lisa Ann movies together and you're going to put them together. It doesn't matter. But it did. It performed so much better. There's many reasons. I mean, I just think it's so beautiful to shoot. You know, I love nothing more than long dark fingers on a girl caressing a nice Benetton. White body. You know? Yeah, like the Benetton ad. Like that was a thing. Why? Because it's beautiful. The contrast is so artistic.
It really is.
And it's just so different, you know?
Well, I like black hands and black dick too, so I understand. Right. Yeah. I love a black dick.
And Jasmine Palin and you, Lisa.
Yes, girl. I love the contrast.
It's fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've never been with a white guy.
Me neither.
Really?
No, never.
One thing that this is awful to say. I just can't imagine having a pink dick in my mouth.
All right.
I can't imagine it.
I've honestly,
I can't imagine
even if it matched your
only
hair.
Been.
Nope. I can't imagine the pink. It's the pink dick in my mouth.
That sexually, I've only been with two white guys in my
great
whole life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Sexually, I've only been with two white guys in my whole entire life.
How is it?
The first time I was 17 years old.
Okay.
He actually ended up proposing to me.
Aww.
And I was like,
how old were you when he proposed?
I was 17.
They were both 17.
Bless his heart.
I was 17. God, and I was so like, cute. Oh my God. But in the back of my head, I'm like, oh no, he must be crazy. We've only been talking for like 3 weeks.
He's crazy.
Why is he proposing
that is
to me?
Crazy. He's 17. You know?
But that was the first, at 17 years old, that was the first white dick I've ever had in my life. And we fucked. We went to like this power plant or something.
A power plant?
Yes! And we went to the power plant. like a flower plant, and it was just like we were sitting out there in his car. I think he was like in a Toyota or something, a little Toyota.
Sex in a car,
and we had sex in the back of this. Like, and he had like maybe 7.5-8 inches, and I was just like,
"Oh,
oh my god! So bad for I didn't a white boy. Know mm. white guys could do
Wait,
this."
Wait, when did you lose your virginity?
I lost my virginity at a very young age, and
not a good experience.
Okay. Yeah, okay. It's not a good experience. It wasn't consensual.
Right. Mm.
So, but I lost my virginity consensually at 15 years old.
Okay.
So, yeah, when I met him at 17, I was just like, oh my God, like, this is the biggest dick I've ever had, and you're a white guy. Like, oh,
well,
my God.
Let me say this. Like, when I first got to California, one of the first things I wanted to do when I had what I considered money was see a therapist, because I wanted to reinvent my life, didn't have a great family, just wanted to learn. And I wanted to learn why I was so drawn to this. And for many of us who have been sexually abused when we were younger, when something is taken from you and you don't have the choice to offer it, mm-hmm. you lose value for it. So it does make it easier for us to exist in this space. Whereas my friends that didn't go through something, to them, mm-hmm. it would just be crazy to even be naked on stage at a strip club. Mm-hmm. Like, if they would tell me, if you can do this, you should do this, because we couldn't do this.
Right.
So it is very common. And I did 3 years of therapy to really understand myself, to make sure I wasn't making reckless decisions, to plot and plan my life as purposefully as I could in my early 20s. But it really helped me identify with that, because I was curious when I got into the industry how many women had similar stories. And I was like, there has to be a reason why this becomes the melting pot. And that's really the reason.
Have you done therapy?
Yeah. I've never done therapy.
It's so helpful.
I've been recommended.
It's so helpful. It's
girl, you need like, to go to therapy.
It's so
I'm
helpful.
I'm kind of like, I'm just very apprehensive about it. I'm very like standoffish about it.
It's very,
just
like, you'll really get to know
I'm
yourself.
Like,
you know what?
I don't know. Cause I don't want to go to a therapist that's like textbook. I want somebody that's actually had real
people.
Life experience.
You interview, you get recommendations.
You interview till you find somebody you jive mm-hmm. with. Look at it like your accountant. I'm pretty particular.
And I don't,
with those
I think
people.
It's more so, you know, don't think of therapy, right, as just the traditional, like you sitting across from a doctor. And therapy can come from so many different like places.
And that's where I find it. So when people ask me, have I been to therapy? I have not been to professional therapy, but I've had, I feel like, the right people in my life to kind of guide me and soothe and heal certain wounds, you know? And I feel like
I'll tell you all the stupid shit I was doing. And one of the first things my therapist said my first month was, here's your project. You have to meet 5 guys that you're going to be friends with that you're never going to have sex with. Because at that time, as a teenager, I was just flipping through guys, right? And that was a normal, and that changed my relationship with men.
Yep.
Because if you're going to be friends, you actually have to think they're decent people.
Yep.
Yeah.
You get to know them. Mm-hmm. You get to hear them talking about women they're dating and how they want to treat them. And you get a new view. And it was just all these little assignments that
you
honestly.
You know what's crazy? I will say this. I've always felt like men who don't have women friends can't be trusted. Because if
you
only look at women as sexual objects or like I can't just be friends with you, that's an issue.
Yep.
Like I've always had guy friends that I've never had like any attraction to. They've never
tried
to approach me.
They become like a brother to you.
And so I feel like that's a valuable thing. And I think that men should be able to do that.
Yeah.
As well.
Definitely. Yeah.
Do you have 5 guy friends that?
Not 5. Okay. I have a few.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's probably not bad.
2 or 3.
Not bad.
That's not bad for your age.
Yeah. I have 2 or 3 maybe that, you know, I've never had sex with that I can literally call and I've literally cuddled with in bed. Like we've spooned. But it's never gone past that. Not a kiss.
But they can't want to have sex with you.
Never.
It has never to be like. I can't even think about spooning
like,
my guy
like,
friends.
No, it's like, okay. We've been drinking and smoking all night. We went out, had a good night. And it's like, okay, you're a guy. And you're here in my space.
No, your guy friend goes home.
It's like,
he sleeps on the couch.
And then he goes
see,
home.
To but me, it's like, okay, if you're here, fucking hold me. Do something.
Yeah.
Don't, like, I don't want to feel that distance that, like, I don't know. It just, like, does something to me. Like, if I feel connected to somebody and I'm not touching them in a way or talking to them deeply. My guy friends tell
me I look cute. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why you talk about me like that?
My guy friends, I would be disgusted at the idea of cuddling. It would really? Never, yeah.
Yeah,
the
me
guy
too.
Friends I have
me too.
It would be like cuddling with your brother.
Me too. It's like your bro.
You know what I mean?
Like, exactly. I think that's a different, those five guy friends are different. Like you need to
Jasmine,
find.
You could never see me and like I'll cuddling tell you
what,
with
that Mano. Took me time yeah. I would to understand like, what she him, meant but, by
yeah.
See, I've never helpful. Had somebody that like was a friend to me that I didn't feel like I needed. I don't know. Maybe touch is just my thing. You know, like touch just might be my thing where I'm like, okay, we need to be touching in a way. I don't care if we're holding hands when we go to sleep.
Do you have
just
a, touch do you have, me? Do you have siblings? Do you have a brother?
I do, but I'm not as close with my siblings okay. as I like
okay.
to be.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Why is that?
Just because of like the route that I've gone and I've chose.
So your family has issues with this?
They don't anymore.
Okay.
They did in the beginning, but they've kind of evolved with time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's like, okay, like this is who she is. And if you know, this is who she is. I'm either going to love her or I'm not for who she is, right. not what it is that she does.
Right.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like this is, she doesn't ask us for anything. If anything, she sends us money.
Yeah, she helps
so,
us.
So
yeah.
That helps a lot.
Yeah. Exactly.
You send your family money, so they be like, oh, I'll be cool with it.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Take so this money, like, shut the fuck up.
We're going to accept who she is at her core or we're not. Like, yeah. And what I do for my job is not who I am. And that's like one of the biggest things that I'm like trying to put out there. Like mm-hmm. you yeah. guys, a lot of guys have this, you know, perception that porn stars aren't real people.
Oh
they
my
don't
God,
have
the
real
shit
feelings.
They say to you in the DM. I explain to them that we don't align and I refund them money and block them. Mm-hmm. So I don't want members
exactly.
to my page mm-hmm. that are disrespectful yeah. to
exactly.
come in and just
like,
say,
I'm sorry, please
dirty.
Don't blush.
And I'm like, right. no, I want this to be exclusive. Yeah. This is my club. You
yeah. I have guys yeah. that literally, like, I don't meet up with guys. I don't have sex with guys for money, you know, whatever. But they'll DM me and be like, you know, can I book you? Da-da-da-da. I'll take their money. I'm like, because I have it in my my bio. No meets, no da-da-da-da. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You're never going to see me in person. You might see me behind a phone screen.
I report them to OnlyFans because that goes against the policy of the page.
No.
I don't want to lose
the page.
The
money, though,
I'll
so.
Take their money.
Have you ever had a bad experience with meeting somebody in real life that follows you?
I don't think so.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. It's a blessing.
I don't know. Yeah, that's
Lisa,
that's
and you've had some bad ones?
Oh. But not bad ones, but you know, it's just, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's an assumption. And even when they come to trade shows or whatever, there's an assumption. People know me well enough by now. I'm pretty blunt about it and pretty honest. But even dating can be difficult because a guy made assume. I went on a date with a comedian a couple of, like, say 5 years ago. And we only went on a one date. And I was going away and I was going to the mountains with my family. And I wasn't going to have service. So I didn't answer the phone for like 4 days. This fucking guy left me an email, a thread about how disappointed he was. I couldn't believe I didn't fuck him. Like, he must have just thought, and I didn't feel him
he's
that
crazy.
Way. And that's, I don't like to fuck a random
psychopath.
Guy on a first date, but that
right.
that let yeah, me know
nuts.
I did the right
he's
thing.
A psychopath.
But
yeah.
he had those expectations.
Thank you, family. And
they
thank
do
you,
have
mountains.
Expectations.
yeah.
So you just have to temper those expectations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, one thing is one thing is another.
Do you like women?
She does.
It's a whole nother thing.
I like women in a way. When I've had some liquor in my system, I love
I
women.
Like women.
But when I'm sober,
in a way.
I'm like, they're cute, but okay.
She likes women part-time.
There you go.
Okay. Women on a diet.
There you go.
Dibble and dabble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you couldn't see yourself with a woman.
I used to.
Mm-hmm.
I used to. After, you know, growing up, when you've had, you know,
yep.
those sexual
yep.
experiences mm-hmm. where you're not in control, you begin to look at, you know, okay, what's going to relate to me the closest? What's going to comfort me more? What's going to
make me feel safe?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I definitely gravitated towards women when I was younger in my high school days.
Mm-hmm.
I had a bad experience, and that kind of just turned me so sour.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was talking to this girl when I was in high school for like years, and I finally went to go see her, and we ended up having sex, and like she wanted to eat my pussy, she wanted to finger me, this, that, and the other, but when I tried to go do the same, it was like she was very hesitant,
mm-hmm.
and like when I finally did, like, you know, you're fucking around, and like I'm teasing her, like fingers finally go in,
mm-hmm.
The smell was just not right.
Oh my
and
God.
Being okay, like, you don't fuck any niggas. You don't fuck guys.
Right. So how did you get an STD? Sex with
guys. So how is your pH off?
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a guy in you. So what did you do to cause your pH to be off? It made me begin to question, like, who she was and all these other things. But, like, it just really put a bad taste in my mouth.
So did it turn out, like, literally?
Literally,
no,
yeah.
I didn't taste it.
Okay.
But, no, definitely.
It put a bad taste in my fingers.
In my nose.
That's how you know you really don't like women, because a man will have a bad batch. You're like,
he'll still go in.
Literally. Literally.
But I was in love with her.
Watch it real quick.
I was in love with her.
So what was going on with her?
Did you ever find out? I never found out. And she actually messaged me, like, a few months ago. It's crazy.
She's like, I got that fixed.
Like, no, she didn't. No, she just.
She's like, I didn't.
It was like nothing ever happened. Like, she just messaged me and it was just like.
So you never talked to her about it?
Never. Oh. I've never brought it up to her, but I've definitely talked about it on social media. You know?
I wonder if she knows it.
I don't think she's caught it.
She might catch it now.
Oh, she caught it. You don't know what it is.
Yeah. God bless her.
But, yeah. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't right. And I was like.
Do you do girls on your OnlyFans page?
No. I've never had a girl and girl.
Ooh, you can make big money doing that right now. You
save that shit. I have one girl I've been planning to do with. So
a collab?
I'm definitely collabing with one girl.
Mm-hmm. What made her so special that you decided to do it?
She's older, for one. And then two, like, it's energy for me. Like, I feel like she's... The way she speaks and she presents herself on social media is just like, okay, like, she takes her health seriously. She's clean. I see she's clean. You get what I'm saying?
Are you guys getting tested even though you're just kind of self-regulating?
Of course. Good. Of course. All the time. Mm-hmm. All the time. Every time I have sex, I go and get tested.
Good.
Whether right. I feel like I've been fucking with you for this long or whatever. It's like, okay... If I'm in a relationship and I have a boyfriend, I'm like, okay, I might get tested like every, you know, 2 or 3 weeks because I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's
my boyfriend.
And he's getting tested too.
That's my boyfriend.
Okay.
I don't know if he's getting tested or not.
Because that's
but
important.
But I make sure
you
I
need
do.
To make sure you see his test also.
Yeah. Yep. I make sure, in the beginning, I definitely do make sure I see the test. But like, if we're in a relationship, I make sure I'm okay. You know? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be like... Oh, you need to go get tested every single month. Like, I just feel like that's just too heavy on the relationship. It's like, I'm going to make sure I'm okay, but...
Do you like guys in the same industry as you? Like, would you want to... No. Okay.
No. I've tried dating one guy that I've been in the industry with that we had great chemistry. Everybody always talks about us. They always talk about, are you going to do another video with him? Did it? No, I'm not. I'm not. There's reasons, but he just wasn't my type. He wasn't wasn't my cup of tea.
Even though there was chemistry.
There was chemistry. Mm-hmm. It was great. But I dodged a bullet. And I've noticed I've done that a lot with a lot of people that I've messed with in the past. When I decide to stop fucking with somebody, I've dodged a bullet. Some shit comes out about him and I'm like,
thank God.
Oh my God. He came out and he had like fucking 17 girls like tatted on his body.
Oh,
like,
my
not
God.
Not on his body,
that's
but their body. He had
how big was he?
He had his name tatted on their bodies.
Oh, okay. They had his
17
name. Okay.
Different girls.
That's wild.
I'm like, oh, yeah. No, I definitely dodged a bullet.
17 girls.
I'm like, oh, no.
Was he an artist or something?
No.
Just a regular?
Just a big OnlyFans guy.
Okay. Like, all right. Lisa Ann, you've also been on a great journey talking about health and wellness too. And I think that's important as we're having these conversations, just to kind of wrap this up. But talk to us about that.
I think it's really important. We talk so much about mental health in the media. We put it out there, but what are we doing every day to make sure that we're at our best and that we're looking out for our friends and the people in our lives to make sure they're okay? And whether it's establishing a good morning routine that makes you wake up happy. Like, I don't touch my phone for the first 3 hours I'm awake. I have another phone that has my Pandora for my music at the gym. You know, my little thing, I don't check email. I don't fuck with anybody. Because when I grew up, my parents got not one phone call at home from work. They went back to work the next day and that's where it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I think having that time for you can really start your day in the right way. And then being able to look out for your people. When do you see somebody maybe dipping a little bit on social? Reach out, text, don't leave a comment in the DM. Text, hey, you good? Haven't seen you in a minute. Let's catch up.
since the pandemic, I've also been so much more connected with my friends, like done more FaceTimes mm-hmm. and video calls than ever. And we've kept this in our lives. And I will say, like, it is so good to have these friendships that you've had for years mm-hmm. that live in different places. And mm-hmm. whether it's once a month or once a week, you hop on, you just catch up what went on in your life this week. These little escapes from all the stuff that's worrying us on the internet, the constant pressure, did I post enough today? Do I look good enough today? You forget all of that when you're connecting with people that care about you and that right. you care about. And I just think it's so easy for us to take ourselves and make our lives as content. Because I think when you're older, content becomes valuable. Mm-hmm. When you're younger, you want everything to be amazing. No, I'm mm-hmm. good with content.
Yeah. That's what I'm learning.
But yeah. take that time. Even. And I think we all need to mm-hmm. be aware of our own limits. If you're cranky one day, it is okay to not do mm-hmm. shit if you can. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's a weekend and you don't feel like putting your makeup, it's okay mm-hmm. to do that. I think it's that, is it okay? We have to let it be okay. We have to connect with our people and start our days or end our days in a routine that really makes us feel happy.
I love that. Mm-hmm. That was a great way for us to kind of wrap this up.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do appreciate y'all both for coming on here. I like the synergy between the two of you because Kaya is trying to figure out her way, you know, to get to a different space
pivot.
Also. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A little pivot.
Right? Yeah, mm-hmm. to pivot. And Lisa Ann has, I think, more successfully than anybody.
Thank you.
You know, pivoted. And a lot of that is due to, like I said, the intelligence that you have, the capabilities that you have, the willingness to always learn and grow. But I love the fact that you told us how you were able to do it, even though they were naysayers.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know,
it's always gonna be naysayers,
and you've had
that's inspiring as hell.
Yeah,
the I way mean, you turned that around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's inspiring as fuck. Mm-hmm. I love
Thank
it.
You. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, so I think that's amazing to see, and that's why Kaya, I think it's great for you to have been on here with her because you're only 25 years old right
little
now,
baby.
So you have time,
baby girl,
and you're gonna get it together. And I'm really hopeful that you decide to just go ahead and like be more open with posting your music and pursuing your goals because you can make it happen.
Definitely. 100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we followed each other on IG, so you're going to reach out to me with questions.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll put you in my FaceTime rotation, and we'll sit and we'll chat it up.
I love it.
All right. Well, I love to see it. Kim, Osario, Jasmine. I hope this is the beginning of a friendship, like how we have our friendship,
mm-hmm.
you know, on here, because yeah. I think it is so important so that we all support each other. And Lisa Ann, you cannot not come up here for that long of a time again.
I'll be back
and
shortly.
And bring some motherfucking wine.
And I'm bringing the wine.
Yeah.
I'm bringing the wine.
Mm-hmm. Welcome at any time. We love you, okay? Thank you so much, you guys. It's lip service. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.